This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Washington is pushing Israel to focus the war in Gaza on precise targeting of Hamas leaders rather than widespread bombing and ground operations, the White House National Security Advisor said on Friday, amid of signs of differences over timing. Israel has so far resisted increasing global pressure to rein in the Gaza offensive, which has killed almost 19,000 Palestinians since the Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli airstrikes and tank shelling continued overnight and into Friday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The shelling includes the city of Rafah, part of the shrinking areas of tiny, densely populated Gaza, to which Palestinian civilians had been told by Israel to evacuate to. The Israeli military has rounded up hundreds of Palestinians across the northern Gaza Strip, the roundups laying bare an emerging tactic in Israel's ground offensive, experts say, as the military seeks to solidify control in evacuated areas in the north and collect intelligence about Hamas operations nearly 10 weeks after the group's deadly October 7 attack on southern Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
EU leaders gathered in Brussels on Friday for the second day of a summit with the Israel-Hamas war, one of the topics on the agenda, including Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croeg.
Human suffering should end on both sides, and there's been way too much human suffering.
Leaders are divided over their response to the conflict, with growing numbers, but not everyone, calling for a ceasefire, and the majority of EU countries backing the call for one in the UN General Assembly. De Croo says the 27 member states need to have a common position. This is